My guest at this time is Larry Taunton. He is the founder and executive director of the Fixed Point Foundation. He's also the author of the new book, The Grace Effect, How the Power of One Life Can Reverse the Corruption of Unbelief. He's also engaged in a number of debates, both publicly and privately, with renowned atheists like the late Christopher Hitchens and even Richard Dawkins. He's joining me today to talk about a rally of thousands of atheists on the National Mall this very weekend, known as the Reason Rally. And Larry, thank you very much for being with us.
It's good to be with you.
Let's just start with the title right there, the Reason Rally. What do you think is the message being sent by that alone, and what do you expect to be the central message of this rally?
Well, you know, of course, in giving themselves the title, the Reason Rally, they are suggesting that they are the reasonable people in our society. They're the enlightened ones. The rest of us were completely irrational and unreasonable. I'm both annoyed and amused by this because on the one hand, it shows such a tremendous historical naivete. I mean, think about it for a moment. The rally itself says that it is their stated goal to promote secular values. Now, I sent out on Twitter here this morning, I challenge any atheists who are following me on Twitter to name one secular value outside of the unvalue, the unbelief in God. That's the only thing that they have. Secularism has no principles. It has no creeds. It can offer no direction. It's not a philosophy. It's not a worldview. It's just to have a settled disposition on whether God exists or not. And in other words, it's like trying to build a worldview around being a vegetarian. It just isn't possible. And I also am intrigued by the fact that they would think that they're underrepresented. They feel that in having this this rally, they're trying to flex some political muscle. They're trying to say, hey, you know, we're not being properly represented in government, in the laws, in culture. And I think most of us would kind of say that authentic religion has been driven largely from public life. So it seems to me that they're getting their way.
So how much political muscle do you think they do have at this point?
Well, I know in their own minds they would say very little, because there are very few members of government who would be professing atheists. In fact, I think in Congress there is only one. They claim that there are more who are just unwilling to say it. That may be true. But I would say that there are just simply a number of members of our government who are just atheists in the practical sense. That is to say, they're of the view that there is this rigid wall of separation of church and state, and that religion has no play in public life. Well, you just may as well be atheist if that's your view, and it certainly seems to have been the practice of our government for quite some time.
We're talking with Larry Taunton. He's the head of the Fixed Point Foundation, the author of The Grace Effect. And Larry, you've also written that these people aren't asking for something new. Atheistic governments have existed in the past, and history, a very short history of it, will show you that it doesn't turn out well. Explain that.
Well, no, it doesn't. And see, and this is, again, this historical naivete. They would argue for a secular government as though this is a new idea. They just thought of it. The reality is the 20th century was an experiment in secular governance, and 100 million people, by conservative estimates, 100 million people dead later, you would think that we would know better, that we would say, you know, a purely secular regime isn't the kind of place where you want to live, because it's a government that has no regard for either body or soul. Indeed, they don't even believe in a soul. They don't believe that there's a God in the next life to judge them for the actions that they take in this world. And hence the reason that they treat their fellow citizens with such extraordinary contempt. I wish that guys like Richard Dawkins would occasionally put down the science text and pick up a historical text and would read where the worldview that they espouse leads to, and that's ultimately the gulag, the gas chamber, and the gallows.
Well, Larry, in terms of our current standing, it was noted by a lot of people during President Obama's inaugural speech, and I think he's mentioned this a number of times since then, when he talks about the religious heritage of this country. Obviously, you mentioned the Christians. He talks about other religions as well, Judaism, Islam, Hindu, and so forth. But he made a point of mentioning those who have no faith whatsoever. What's the significance of that?
Well, I think it's very significant. I think Barack Obama is our first truly secular president. Now, he has, since his inauguration, I was at his first national prayer breakfast. And on that occasion, he made a point, I think, really of chastising his audience, feeling the strength of having just been elected. I think we saw the real Barack Obama in that particular prayer breakfast. He got the sense he didn't even want to be there, and he resented the occasion itself, and he wanted to communicate in so many words, look, I'm a secular president, and this is what I'm all about. Since that time, he has made statements, as he did at this most recent, just last month, national prayer breakfast, that his policies are guided by and are consistent with the teachings of Jesus Christ. Now, I'd like to believe that that is true, but there's no question that, that Barack Obama has either A, learned to talk in a manner that has some appeal with evangelicals, or B, he's being disingenuous. I'll let listeners decide for themselves which one they think.
Last question for you, Larry. Ultimately, you expect a major impact from this rally over the weekend, or is this just going to be a one-day event and everybody moves on?
I think it'll be the latter. They were arguing that it would be the largest secular gathering in world history. This is what it says on their website, and it's actually quite funny when you think of it. I mean, that's quite a claim, the largest secular gathering in world history. I would say that the largest ones probably took place somewhere on Red Square during a May Day celebration or something. Those are pretty large, or perhaps one a celebration of the Communist Party in China. Regardless, I am reliably informed that they are expecting only about 5,000 attendees. So that really doesn't sound like a real impressive demonstration to me. There'll be some churches that have more than that on Sunday.
Well, they certainly won't need the whole mall if that's the number they're expecting. Larry, we'll talk to you later. Thank you very much for your time today.
All right, certainly. Take care.
Larry Taunton is the founder and executive director of the Fixed Point Foundation, author of The Grace Effect, and has debated well-known atheists, including Richard Dawkins and the late Christopher Hitchens. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.